Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live. And you all know, because I've been saying it for so many years, that there's always a reason to send somebody a letter. And it doesn't matter who you send it to, and it doesn't matter what you say, but it's nice for people to hear from you and have something in their hand that they can keep forever. And today's guest is Blair Webb, and she is here with Megan. Tell me your last name again.
Megan Gill.
Megan Gill. And you travel together? You keep your days together as Blair's assistant?
Yeah.
In communication or what?
Yeah. So I just spend all 5 days of the week with her. Mm-hmm. We go to school and come
and so
to
PA. What is it? Why does Blair have an assistant, and why does she need you? And how did you come to this?
We just kind of fell upon it. It was just a job that I found on the internet, but it worked out really well. We get along extremely well. Blair is pretty disabled. She's in a wheelchair. She has CP, cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. People kind of have a hard time understanding her. Mm-hmm. So that's most of the reason I'm here, but she's super smart and witty. Yes. And
very pretty, by the way. You've got a beautiful face. So it's no. Okay. Now, so what is it? So you're 24.
Yeah.
And you live where? Do you live with your parents at home?
With my parents. In Manhattan Beach.
Oh, okay. And were you born in this area?
Yeah.
In LA, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so what is it you like to do? I mean, we are in an actor's studio here, and so you come here regularly?
I try whenever I can. I've been here for 5 years.
Oh, okay. And have you been in part of any of the performances?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
A few years ago, we did a big musical show named... Recover.
Recover was the name of the show? And was that was produced here and written by the...
Written by John.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. John Pazis?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you're smiling. You like doing that, huh? Yes. And are most of your friends here?
It was so fun. Blair likes to do a lot of the writing and helping Joe with writing the music and stuff, too. So that's also where she kind of dabbles. Yeah, because Joe is the amazing music director here at PASW. And he helps us.
Helps, yes, I guess.
Write songs.
And so do you come here every day?
No. No,
because I'm in school.
Oh, I wondered about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you always had to go to school, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in college.
Oh, nice. What are you studying?
Sociology.
Oh, good for you. So do you think, what will you do someday with that, just for the joy of it?
Maybe create some sort of program like this for children with disabilities.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when did you first know that you could do this, that you could act, that you could help write songs?
When I came here.
Oh.
Because I always love to write and act. but like in high school.
You didn't know that in high school?
I did, but people didn't believe in me. Like they do here at PASW.
Because here they know what's inside.
Yeah,
of course.
Because it's about looking at the abilities and not just my disability.
Yes, of course, of course. Somebody told me once not too long ago, and I forget who it was, but somebody, I can't remember, and it doesn't really matter, but that person said, it's important never to let what you can't do stand in the way of what you can do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. That's important, really. Yes. And so have you discovered that there are a lot of things that you can do that people didn't realize you could?
Yeah.
Yes, and I really think it's because of the people here.
That's, you know, I'm so touched how easily you understand everything from each other.
Well, we talk a lot.
You talk a lot, and part of that, I mean, that's so smooth. Mm-hmm. Which, and you know, I always feel that everybody can express something important, some one way or the other.
Yes.
It just takes time.
Of course.
To try to understand me.
Yes, of course, of course. Now, I have a question, because I do a lot about people writing letters. And let's talk about you for a minute. Could we, Megan?
Yeah, no
okay,
problem.
So where were you raised, and how did you come to do this wonderful work, essentially being an interpreter, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I am from Long Beach, California, so local. And I actually just graduated from college, and I was a sociology major, too, so it actually worked out really well. I love all of Blair's classes, and I probably interrupt too much and say, oh, fun fact about this.
Not too much interruption, yeah.
Yeah, probably over-interested in her classes.
Well, that's nice, though, so you get to ride in on the benefit of her classes.
I do. It worked out really well. So the two of us are two
pieces
of
pod. But you got this job through the internet. What were you looking for?
I'm
asking this because I think if people would like to do what you do, it would be nice to know how to go about it.
I've always kind of my mom has always told me, you should be a teacher. And I'm like, oh, well, everybody, all my family's of teachers. Wasn't too interested in it, but I was working at a baseball stadium, at Angel Stadium, and season ended, so I needed a new job, and I just found this job on the internet, just kind of stumbled on it, and I said, you know what, I'd love to, you know, make a difference in someone's life, it's the way your mom posted on the internet.
Yes, nice. And I'm seeing that you've made a difference in hers also.
Oh my gosh, yes. Huge, yes. Hugely. I hope so.
Yes, I can bet, you know, I can bet so. So I talk about love letters, and I don't know if you've ever written letters. Do you ever get letters from other people?
Not much. She emails a lot. That's a way that she can communicate and write on her own. So
oh, you can. Okay, that's wonderful. So
she has a lot of emailing.
You can write plays that way or anything you want.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, excellent. And so do you have, what is the way that you do it? To use email? Special equipment?
Yeah, she has a special keyboard.
Nice. Okay.
She can. Yeah, not a normal one.
Right.
Because the buttons are too small.
Sure, I can understand that. So then you can, as you're writing and typing something in, you've got it clearly what you've said on the screen, so you can correct or change or, so you can write letters.
She actually has a boyfriend in Florida, so they write back and forth quite
And have, is this someone you've met and you write, or it's a pen pal?
It's somebody I met.
Oh, nice.
At summer camp.
Nice. Nice. And does he ever come? I mean, can you visit each other in person?
Yeah, we do as much as I can, but not too much.
Nice. Okay, that's good. That's wonderful. Tell me something. If you were to write, because I think writing love letters, it's not a one-time thing. It's a way of life. Mm-hmm. And does that appeal to you, to write letters as part of your writing routine?
Yeah, but I'm so busy in college. She hasn't had a chance to do a lot of writing.
I don't mean every day, but like once in a while, if you have a good thought about somebody, to write it in a letter and send it.
Yeah.
That's so nice to do. And, you know, those letters last for 150 years.
Yeah.
And so in the future generations, people will still know about you. Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And what about... I didn't ask. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's an older sister.
Mm-hmm. And where does she live?
In Mar Vista.
And she lives in California.
Yeah,
not so far away. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, would she be happy to get a letter from you in the mail? Yeah, you're smiling. You know she would.
No, she probably would think that's weird.
Oh, I bet she... Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe she would, but I bet she'd be happy about it. Okay. What about you? Do you ever... Are you a letter writer? Is there anyone lurking in your heart you'd like to say something to?
Well, I used to kind of... write letters to my friends and stuff in high school. I mean, we would see each other the next period, so we'd just pass them off. But letter writing was always kind of fun for me.
I think so. I mean, and there's something about handwriting. And any particular, you know, even if it were done on a computer with Blair, there's always a way to put some imprint of a hand, you know, to just take a pen and make a mark, and they'll know that that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's so important because they'll know... When somebody gets a letter from you, they know that they're touching something that you've touched. It's like holding hands.
Yeah.
You know? It's like holding hands across time and space.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think? Do you think you'll spend most of your life writing and maybe plays, maybe what?
I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you know that whatever's inside you, you can get out. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's always been something I can do on my own.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Oh, I'm so glad you did this with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you'd like us to know about you? Because this will be, you know, people will be able to listen to this. Because it is a talk show. So people... What would you like people to know, if anything? What's the most important thing to you in life? Did anybody ever ask you that before?
No.
Kind of a loaded question.
Yeah. But it's just as you think about it, what's, like, most important to you?
For people not to judge me by my disability.
Oh, sure.
And to just try to get to know me as a person.
Yes, yes. And I guess one of the good ways of doing that is through your writing, where you can talk about, Oh, that's wonderful. I hope you just do a lot of that. I'm sure you have already.
Thank you.
I am a ball.
I have a...
Ball.
Oh, a blog. Yeah, she has a blog.
Oh. How nice. Okay, so people could write to you? They can contact you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's say what it is.
Yeah, what's your blog again? Life on Wheels? Hot Wheels? Life on Hot Wheels.
Oh, okay. Is that it? Life on Hot Wheels?
Dot blogspot.com.
Okay, so you say it again in one fluid way.
Yeah, lifeonhotwheels.blogspot.com.
Okay. Okay, so if you want to write and be in touch with Blair and you want to see what Blair's writing, then you, this is the way to do it. So, yes, let's make a whole bunch of new friends. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, dear, for doing this. And thank you for
coming. You are such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. You wanted to say something else, I can see.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. This is great. I'm so glad to get to know you. I've heard about you before. So meeting you in person is good. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And for now, this is Janet Gallen saying goodbye. And please remember that if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write somebody, writing a letter is a special occasion and will always make somebody happy, even if you think they'll think it's weird. They probably won't. You may get something back. And it's also just important to remember that everybody has something important to say. Every single person is relevant. Everyone has talents. And if you can't express it one way, you can express it another. Right?
Yes.
Good for you. Good for all of us. Thank you, dear. This is Janet Gallen saying goodbye for now, and we'll see you later. Bye. Hello. We are We are back with Blair and Megan, and I just learned that you are doing some writing for the American Doll. How does that work? What is it that...
Well, she's been kind of working on it independently and wants to submit it. But they don't know yet because it's not done yet.
Oh, that's okay, but I'm just interested in the fact that you're working on this and that you've thought of it. Mm-hmm. So what is it you want to do? I mean, what? How will this... What will little girls get out of it?
Well, you know how there are all those different stories about the different girls. Well, there's not one for a girl with a disability.
Yes. Oh, good point.
So I'm trying to explain that and submit it.
Oh, I bet the... Oh, that's important. How wonderful that will be. Yes. Good for you. Yeah. Okay. And what other kinds of writing? You had mentioned before that...
Yeah, well, Blair writes some short stories, and she's always kind of been into creative writing and stuff.
And that, and we can find that on your blog?
Some
of your stories? Okay.
She writes a little bit about, like, her camp experiences and things. Okay. It's on her blog.
Nice. Sharing stories is important.
The blog is mostly for other people with disabilities to let them know that they shouldn't let their disability stop them from living their life.
That's wonderful. But you know how nice for people without disabilities to understand that also and open up more of the world to everybody, to people with disabilities and people so we all connect. Okay. But I love that American Doll concept. Yes. Because I'm sure they just never thought of it. Yet there are lots of little girls with disabilities.
Yeah.
Of course.
And that might make them feel better about themselves.
Of course. Of course.
That's I know, like, working with her a lot, there's just been so many more eye-opening things that, you know, like, even I went into a restaurant, and in the bar area, they had a lower countertop. And, like, things like that that you notice that you wouldn't ever have, noticed.
Yes, to make life easier for everybody.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm glad we came back to do that a little bit. Thank you, dear. And now I will say goodbye for now. And talk to you next time. Bye.